Thinking about starting a new fitness or weight loss program? I've got a story you have to hear. I'm Lacey Green, a super trainer with Body. I had a client who came to me because she was really frustrated that every gym or trainer she tried made her feel bad because she was a beginner. She had tried it all, but she just felt humiliated. And that's when we started working together, and I took her through my three-week program called For Beginners Only. Once she realized that she wasn't the problem and that she just needed the right program, she started to get results, and now she's completely unstoppable and feeling so confident. And I can do the same for you. On the Body app, subscribers lose 5 to 10 pounds consistently in their first month, and I bet you will too. And right now, I'm inviting you to sign up for a one-year subscription to Body, and I'll give you $100 of in-home fitness equipment for free. But this is a limited time offer for the next 500 beginners who want to get started. So to get your $100 in free gear right now, just go to body.com. That's body with an I.com. Again, BODI.com.
The National Football League is heading into its final weekend. It's the shortest of all of the major sports seasons. The NFL only goes for 4 months. September, October, November, December, we bleed into January by about a week. But again, we start, you know, after the first week in September anyway. So it's a four-month endeavor. It's 18 weeks. That's it. Major League Baseball is 26. Hockey goes for 6 months. Same with the NBA. These sports go forever. Football is a sprint. And at the same time, it's a marathon. And we are finally at the final week. We know who the two number one seeds are. I'm not sure that the second best team in one of the conferences is even going to make the playoffs at this point. And we got to talk about it with my man, Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator with a red football club hat on today. Is there a story? You always have interesting hats. Is there a story behind the hat before we start?
Yeah, I actually made these hats for Football Club, which is our group of sophisticated gentlemen who tailgate before games that occur at Carter Finley Stadium.
Excellent. Excellent. It's a lovely hat.
You may be asking because you can see me, if you're watching
on YouTube,
you'll get this.
Yeah.
Right. Or on YouTube or wherever you get to, or on the alternate channel, right? On
it's WRL. True.
I tell people I'm on local television too. Just
well, very good.
The hat did come out in a more familiar style than I anticipated when I made them.
It didn't occur to me at all, Will.
Okay, good. Well, I just want to point out that not anybody should be able to wear red hats, Adam. That's not fair.
Totally,
I think this.
Totally understood. Totally understood. All right, so Daniel Tepper or David Tepper?
Oh, my God.
Well, can you find the lie? If I refer to David Tepper as Daniel, tell me where I'm off base based on events of this weekend.
Why are we calling him Daniel? Just because he's like a little boy?
Because he has a lack of accountability. He's petulant. He is mean-spirited. Other than that,
I don't think I've ever seen. Yeah, I saw my buddy Grant Paulson, who does radio up in D.C. Mm-hmm. on 105.67 The Fan, or 106.7 The Fan, excuse me. And he noted, he's like, you know, it's pretty telling that David Tepper is managing to do stuff that is, one, wildly offensive to his own fan base, to the Jaguars fan base who is there, mm-hmm. to the NFL as a whole, the league office. I mean, obviously frown. And I mean, are we still using alleged? Because they haven't even said that.
No, I don't think they
even acknowledged. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't got an apology. We haven't got a statement. The Panthers are like, I think it's very telling that the Panthers are, sort of just hiding behind this. Like, we're just like, everyone's scared. Apparently anybody who's going to tell David Tepper to do the smart thing about anything these days has been removed from the building.
That's right.
And, Scott Fowler wrote about this for the Charlotte Observer. And I think one of the lines was, everybody who's not a yes man has been tossed from the building.
Yep.
And that's, look, again, you go back to how poorly this franchise is run and the state of the affairs for the Carolina Panthers, who are handing the Chicago Bears the number one overall draft pick in this mm-hmm. year's draft. an unfathomable situation to be in when you trade up like from the previous year. You know, if you give away a top five pick, it's really bad. If you give away a first overall pick, it's real bad. I think it's not unreasonable that so Bud Adams gave the double birds to Titans fans or Houston fans when they were booing him, but he moved the team out of Houston and moved them to Tennessee and Oilers for a while, and then they changed to the Titans. Like, there's some personal beef there, right?
Like he was in his owner's box. Art Modell and Cleveland type thing.
Right. I mean, he's like, they're like booing him. He's like, bring it on. He's double birding him. I remember blogging about that back in the day. Shout out senior NFL blogger, Will Brinson. This is different because this is not like he's like F you to the fans who hate him and he hates those fans. This is David Tepper's on the road against Jacksonville, a team with no connection whatsoever to the Panthers. Mm-hmm. He's got the window to his owner's box that he's using at another stadium open. And he gets so peeved off that his team's losing 26-0 or that they clinched the number one seed. Like, he probably found that out as Aaron. Like, he might have thrown the drink because Aaron's like, somebody's like, hey, buddy, Arizona's beating Philly. You gave away the one pick. But who knows? It doesn't matter what was said by those fans. That action is unacceptable.
Yeah.
I think the NFL is going to hammer him with a fine. He can pay it. It doesn't matter. It's pocket change to him. And if the Panthers are lucky, they will suspend David Tepper from football operations for a full year. And maybe the team will do good.
See, that is the benefit for the Panthers. And I'll go back to this. And then I called him Daniel Tepper for a reason, because of the lack of accountability. He will not answer for this. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, pretty low level what he did. He should just come out and say, I apologize for acting like a child. There's no excuse for it. Not that it would be over. He'd still get a fine, but maybe it wouldn't be as bad. But and we're now 2 days removed from it. We have not heard a thing. When the Yankees had their owner, George Steinbrenner, suspended, they became a quality franchise. So what happened? Steinbrenner got suspended. He couldn't run the team anymore. The baseball people had to do it. All of a sudden, the organization became basically a model. It really did. And maybe the Panthers will benefit from a suspension of David Tepper, although it didn't help Washington when Daniel Snyder was suspended. All right, let me move on to actual.
By the way, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, reached out to the NFL and the Panthers on Tuesday morning, and still nothing back from them, nothing new back from them, which no surprise. But I'll be curious to see. I think it'd be telling to see how both parties handle this because nothing said by the Panthers is just a real, real indication of where things stand in terms of what you can do in that building and whether anybody has any ability to give David Tepper advice contrary to what he wants to hear. And then if the NFL doesn't do anything, I'd be really shocked. I think they'll hammer him. I think they'll probably hammer him on like Friday afternoon or something.
It should be $1 million fine. I mean, basically, and then whatever they want to give him in terms of a suspension, I don't think it'll cost him a draft.
He has to play left tackle for 3 weeks.
Well, would we notice? Would we honestly notice? All right. Shouts to Icky. All right. Dallas-Detroit, which an outcome in the game that matters because if the touchdown is allowed to stand, Detroit is the 2 seed and Dallas is the 3 seed. And that is, I'm going to say, fairly significant in the grand scheme of things. But here's my my overall take on this. Do you remember the scene in Clerks when Randall is running the video store and the woman comes in and she's like playing a trick on him and he says, I didn't appreciate your ruse, ma'am. And they have that conversation like you get to feel intellectually superior to me. I
wasn't expecting a Clerks reference.
There you go.
I love it.
I'd love to work that in whenever we can. In my opinion, Detroit tried to play a sneaky, underhanded move by kind of tricking Dallas as to who was going to be the ineligible and eligible lineman on that particular play. And I think they get what they deserved here because just play it straight. Just come in and declare those players who are eligible receivers eligible and move on. But it was pretty clear that they tried to trick Dallas, and they paid the price for it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where when you get too cute with stuff like that, even if you believe that you can effectively, mm-hmm. you know, manipulate the other team into said ruse, you are putting yourself at the hands of the officials, right? Like in the hands of the officials in terms of what they're going to do and whether they're going to get stuff correct. And I mean, I think we've seen enough of the NFL officials this year to know that you don't want them to be deciding your fate when it comes to big plays. Like, just have a play that's ready to go and just run the play, you know?
Right.
Or declare the guy declare a guy eligible. I don't think Dallas is loading up to stop an offensive lineman in a massive, you know, right. I don't think they're, you know, even if you just declare the guy eligible, I don't think they're expecting it in that spot. They're still going to be way more worried about Amon St. Brown and Sam Laporta than they are, you know, Taylor Decker or any other offensive lineman who's declared eligible. So, yeah, I could see that point. It does stink, though, that the NFL just cannot get out of its own way when it comes to how it wants to, like just figure out a way to clean up these mistakes from officials
or have that play reviewable. I mean,
I don't know what you do there, but I mean, it does look like Taylor Decker runs over to the official. It's like, hey, I'm eligible.
Right. I said this before about two things can be true at the same time. Florida State could have gotten screwed, and we had two great national semifinals last night.
Yeah.
Right? Brad Allen probably screwed the situation up, right? He knew who was eligible and who was not. I think they screwed it up, and that is what it is. But part of the reason they screwed it up was Detroit was trying to play little games there and, frankly, just run the – the play itself is the ruse, right? You don't have to go beyond that.
Right. I mean, I just think, it's the other thing is, once you get to the seven, they got the offsides and then win again on the three. Once you get to the third, kick it from the seven, man. Like that's
just kick it.
Once you're on the seven, you don't kick, even if you draw them offsides, unless the plan was like a hard count to draw them up, but they just kick it.
Just kick it. It's okay. It's okay to take your shot in overtime. I think there was a lot of mistakes made. So how do we look at the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles, who are on the struggle monorail? I just came back from Orlando. The Eagles, especially defensively, are really fighting it right now. How do we look at those two teams? Is Dallas better than Philly?
I would much rather play Dallas right now. I mean, much rather play Philly, than play Dallas. Especially if you're playing Dallas at home. I mean, the thing about Philly is, if you go and look at the Eagles mm-hmm. since the bye.
The Pack Therapy Podcast is in session. Tim Donnelly here, host of The Drive and your guide for Pack Therapy. Every episode is your chance to score inside information on the Pack. We set you up for Wolfpack games all season long, and we break down the ACC competition, what to watch for as we roll towards the tournament madness, plus special guests to keep your Wolfpack hope alive. Follow Pack Therapy wherever you discover your favorite podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I'm bringing it up slowly as I pause.
I think you can go back all season long with Philly.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they started 8-1 before the bye, and there definitely were some. Pete Prisco had the best line. I thought they were wobbly, right?
Always.
They had a bunch of one score games, but they were fine. They're finding ways to win. You're stacking wins early on in the season, and when you do that, and you start out to that, you get to that great start. it's very easy to say, okay, this is the team who was in the Super Bowl last year. They have talented quarterback, a very talented quarterback. They have a great offensive line, talented skill positions. Maybe the defense coalesces and the passing game kind of comes together. They've stacked their wins. Now they can get hot in the second half of the season. Well, the total opposite has happened. They beat the Chiefs and the Bills coming out of the bye and should have lost both of those games.
Yep.
I mean, they could very easily be 9-7 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And like fighting for the, 9-7, fighting for the playoffs to a degree. They lose to the Niners and just get smashed by the Niners at home.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, and so when you're wobbly, like you've just been just wobbly all season long, then you go get smashed by the Cowboys on the road. You give up the game-winning drive to Drew Lock in a fashion that you just can't do. You beat the Giants on Christmas Day, but you don't do it easily, and that's a bad Giants team, even if Tyrod Taylor's an upgrade over Tommy DeVito. And then you lose like that to Jonathan Gannon, your old DC, unable to stop the Cardinals whatsoever on offense. It's, to me, it is the worst possible space to be in. If you think about teams, for instance, you mentioned the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are playing good football. Of course, they lost two games to the Bills and the Dolphins before beating the Lions. Mm-hmm. And it could easily be on a three-game losing streak.
Yep.
But they've been playing well for the most part in the second half of the season, and you kind of trust them, especially at home. So I think it's a massive, massive swing, because now the Cowboys are the favorites to win the division, to beat the Commanders, albeit on the road, but I mean, they've beaten some bad teams on the road. Go beat Washington, you win the division, you're guaranteed at least one home game. And now Philly, instead of having this great home environment, and we thought they mm-hmm. were cruising to the one seed when they were 10-1, is now looking at, you know, the five seed and having to go on the road against some, like, you may have to play Dallas on the road. You know,
right.
It's just not a good, for San Francisco or mm-hmm. Detroit, it's just not a good path.
Yeah,
to making it back to the Super Bowl.
If they get
their defense
through
isn't getting any better.
That's the problem. The defense isn't very good. And if they do get through the champion of the NFC South, and I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that they will, New Orleans or Tampa Bay will be at least somewhat of a roadblock for them. Then they have to go to...
I think I'd pick Tampa Bay to beat the Eagles right now.
Well, chances are that's who it's going to be, unless the Panthers show up on Sunday.
Do you think the Panthers will be capable of dousing the Buccaneers' hopes? Get it? See what I did there?
I think they're capable of it? Not really.
I don't.
All right. Final thing. The Buffalo Bills might be the second best team in the AFC. Heck, they might be the third best team in the NFL.
Behind the Rams and who else?
Behind the Rams.
Rams are great, man.
The Rams have played well.
I wouldn't be shocked if the Rams and the Bills played in the Super Bowl.
Rams and the Bills?
Yeah, I mean, Bills have to win. Obviously, the Rams are in.
Yeah.
I think Matthew Stafford deserves some MVP attention. Not like he's going to win. Lamar's going to get it.
Lamar Jackson is the
Stafford's,
MVP.
Yeah, of course, but Stafford should be on some ballots. I mean, he's played great football this year and got the Rams, got a team that everybody thought was going to win seven games into the playoffs. My hot take for right now is that this is the year where chalk breaks and we get some elite quarterback play like Eli, Flacco, Aaron Rodgers, Big Ben style from a wild card. Tom Brady was a wild card. Some wild card team that just gets a nuclear hot quarterback, maybe two, and makes it to the Super Bowl and wins the Super Bowl.
Joe Flacco.
Maybe it's Joe Flacco. Right. I've been kidding.
No, I totally understand. So Buffalo and Miami. In Miami, is Buffalo going to make the playoffs and be the number two seed, or are they going to miss out?
They're going to make the playoffs and be the two seed.
They've been amazing.
Miami's banged up. Buffalo's playing great football.
Miami's got no confidence either, I think.
No confidence.
No Bradley Chubb either, by the way.
Chubb out for the yeah.
Yeah.
And look, I get it. You lose Jalen Phillips in a blowout too. You can't just bench everybody because the game's a blowout. That's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Chubb tearing his ACL when you're down 49-16 is not great.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Not great.
All right, man. Nice Bye, hat. Buddy. Nice
Happy
hat.
Happy New Year.
Make Shut red up. Make red hats acceptable.
Make red
again.
Hats wearable again.
Will Brinson.
Shout out to ATW. Shout out to Football Club.
Talk to you later, man.
See you, bud.
Will Brinson, Pick Six Podcast moderator, senior NFL writer. CBSSports.com.
Well, well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.